Hey everybody, welcome to another Rowing Chat. I'm Rebecca Caro, and today I want to remind you that Rowing Chat wants to know about you, our loyal listeners. Can you help us by taking a short survey? We've set it up on a unique website, which is bit.ly/rowingchatsurvey. So that's bit.ly/rowingchatsurvey. The more we know about you, the better we can make Rowing Chat for you. Thank you very much indeed. Now, today, I'm joined by Athene McGregor MacDonald, a lady who's so confident of being Scottish, she was actually born in New Zealand. I'm joking. Athene, welcome to Rowing Chat.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me as a guest. It's my privilege.
Now, you're here with a very particular rowing app that you've written, and we're going to get into a little bit of detail and show the listeners and readers and watchers a little bit about it later. But first, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background in the sport of rowing?
Sure. So I have been rowing for about 15 years now. I started rowing back in New Zealand at the end of university. I had a short break when I moved to London, and then I started up again when I saw an advert at work for HSBC Rowing Club, and I have been rowing ever since. Professionally, I am a software engineer, and I've been doing that for 20 years now.
And I'm obviously going to ask, there's an intersection, isn't there, between those two things? How did that happen?
Yes. So I am the founder and developer of Fit Club, which is an application for rowing clubs, coaches, and athletes. So the main purpose of Fit Club is to build a simple, easy to use application that saves people time when it comes to the unavoidable admin that comes along with running clubs and squads. So I first started version one of Fit Club probably about 8 years ago now. I was women's captain of HSBC Rowing Club, and I found I was spending more time on the admin side of things than I really wanted to. And so I thought I'd use my skills as a software developer to build a system that would help me run things more efficiently. So the first version was pretty simple. All you could do was log your availability, and it also had some graphs for 2K scores. But if I recall correctly, I think I just went into the back end and entered them myself. The other thing, it was only available for people from HSBC. So fast forward a number of years and technology has moved on, leaps and bounds, and it was time for version two. So version two has a lot more features, and on top of that, it's also available for rowing clubs other than HSBC Rowing Club.
So just pause a moment there, and let's roll back to you being the captain. Talk us through some of the things that you found came with the job, perhaps, but weren't on the job description. What were the admins that you said frustrated you?
So I guess it was all sort of around availability, figuring out who was available. Sometimes it can be quite difficult to get people to even fill in their availability. So you're sort of chasing them. So I wanted to build a system that was easy for everyone to use, and also putting the crew list together would take up some time. You know, I'd sometimes make mistakes with attendance, that sort of thing. So those were the two main things.
Fantastic. And yes, I can absolutely see that being very time consuming indeed. Now, you talked about using it for clubs and athletes. talk us through a little bit about the difference between what maybe a club administrator, a coach or a captain might need compared with me, say, as an athlete, in terms of how they interact with a club that's using Fit Club.
So I guess athletes want to be able to do everything on their mobile. They want to be able to update their availability easily. They want to know what the training program is, and they want to look at training scores. And they also, they just generally want to know a plan for the year, but they want, it's best, better if it's at their fingertips, basically. They don't want to have to go and log onto a computer to find out what's going on, what's the training session for today. On the coach's perspective, it's sort of more about looking at a high-level view. So they want to see what everyone is doing. They want to see everyone's availability. They want to see everyone's ERG scores. And they need to be able to coordinate and communicate with the whole squad easily.
Got it. Excellent. Fast forward, what did you do? How did you solve this big problem of athletes and coaches and information gathering and information sharing around the normal life of a rowing club?
Okay, so I'm going to do a demo of three different features. So let me just do a screen share. Okay. So to start off with, I am going to do a demo of logging availability. I think it's pretty easy to argue that this is probably the most important feature. So what you should see now is a view of what it looks like on your mobile when an athlete wants to update their availability. So it has a list of all the sessions starting off from today, and to update their availability, all they need to do is click the button for either yes or no. You can might see in there that there's actually a club party, so it's actually also possible to add other events to the calendar. And this club party, you can select maybe. So when the coaches set everything up, they can pick what options they want to include.
You could say that maybe is not an option for a rowing session. You can't miss it. Is that what you're saying? Or is it just parties that have a maybe option?
Yes. So for rowing, you would want a yes or no. I think some squads want to include maybe, but yeah, the majority, a maybe is not very useful. So another feature you can see here, there's a lock on the sessions for today. That's because quite often the coaches will want to sort out crews, say on a Thursday night, and they don't want anyone changing their availability after that. So when they set up these sessions, they can set a lock date so that everything is locked down. Another feature here is a filter. So I'm going to remove everything except for races. So here I can now see a list of all the races for the season. So I know which dates I need to keep free. So that is the athlete's view of attendance. The coach can come in and drill into a session, and they can see the list of all the people and see who's going to be available for the session. And along with this, they can also see the attributes of all the rowers. And here on the right, you can see their master's age category is calculated for you. As well as seeing just the availability for a single session, there is a report which shows you a high level of attendance. So you can filter this, sort this report. You want to know who's most available. You can also filter. You want to know who's available for a race. So here we can see availability just for Oxford Regatta, which is coming up. You also might want to see availability for a particular boat or combination that you have within your squad. So you can filter for that as well. So here you can see that we have the 4-minus all available on Saturday for Oxford, but not everyone is available for Oxford on the Sunday.
Jane Brownlow, she's my buddy girl.
So that is availability. Now I'm going to move on to putting crew lineups together. So over the years, I've seen coaches accidentally make mistakes. So for example, they include someone in a lineup that's not available, miss someone out. Sometimes you see athletes that are in more than one boat. So this tool prevents you from making all of those mistakes. So when you start the tool, it puts everyone in the spares list. So this only includes the people who have made themselves available for the session. So I'm going to do a 4-minus and an 8-plus. So for the 4-minus, if I go further down, I can see that my 4-minus combination is all available. So I'm going to put them all into the same boat. And down here, I can see everyone's rowing attributes, so whether they're bow side, stroke side. So I can make sure that I put them in the right positions. Because I'm logged in as a UK user, it says bow side and stroke side. But if I was logged in as an American user, it would say port and starboard. So for this 8, I'm just going to drag and drop everyone into the boat. And I'm not sure who's going to cox yet, so I'm just going to put to be confirmed. And I can also put the boat names in here if I want to.
Can it make a mistake, Athene, about whether I can row on both bow side and stroke side?
So this information is input by the athletes. So there's a profile section where they would put it in. So you could put someone who had said no to stroke side in a stroke side seat and it wouldn't complain. But I think that that is quite, I mean, people, sometimes you have only bow siders available. So people are forced to go on their other sides. But it should be correct as to what the athletes have entered into their profile.
Good.
So it starts off only visible for admins. So that's sometimes coaches want to discuss lineups before they make them public. Once it's confirmed, you can make it available to everyone. And then you can email it out to the squad.
Hi, everyone.
So if you wanted to, you could only email it out to the people who are in the lineups, or you can use these other filters as well. So that wraps up the crew lineups tool.
Great.
Okay, so the next thing I'm going to demo is adding results. So the view that I see here is on the mobile that an athlete would see. So the coach has, in this situation, the coach has scheduled a 30-minute erg. And when I open up the session on my mobile, it shows me the history of what I've done previously for 30 minutes. So I can see here that in July, I had a split of 209 and in June, 210. So hopefully this time I'm going to do a bit better. The one in July, I had a heart rate monitor and I connected to the PM5 Concept 2 machine. So I have that data recorded as well. It calculates your watts and also weight adjusted meter and pace. And then it also has the detail at the split level. if I want to see the data and graphs, then I just need to go down and it will show me the results in graph form. So that is the athlete's view. So once everyone, once the athlete has done their ERG, then they'll want to add their result. So they do that just by clicking the plus button. So here there's three options. You could import your data from Concept 2, or you could import some data from Strava. That would be just heart rates and when it comes to an indoor rowing session. Or you can enter your data manually and it will calculate your pace for you. If for some reason you couldn't do that workout, then you can click Other and you can import from Strava. So for example, you could import details of a run that you did. And you can also add private notes and public notes. The public notes will be shown on the results report. So that's the athlete's view. Now if we go to what the coach will, everyone can see this actually. So this is a session and so far we've got five people have added their results. So the data here is pretty similar to what it looked like when I was looking at my historical data, and it has graphs again, but this time it's comparing the athletes in the squad. So this graph here has a breakdown of the different splits of the 30 minutes. And if we go down, it has the same graphs as when you look at your history. Coaches also want to know a high level of what everyone's doing for their training. So there is a results report. So here you can see that people have been logging their indoor rowing sessions, their rowing, the gym. They've just put in what they've done on the weights room. And then a few of them, you can see here for me that there's links on mine. And that is because the data has been imported from a third party. So if I click on this indoor rowing link, then it's going to take me to Concept 2 and it's going to show me all the detail there. If I click on the rowing link, then it's going to take me to Strava where the data originated. So coaches will be able to click on those links and see the finer details if they need to. So that wraps up the three things that I am going to demo. There are loads more features though. They can all be seen on the homepage.
Brilliant. Athene, I can definitely see this working really well for a squad. So as long as everyone can input data, which I think most people can. Now, there were a couple of really neat little features that I noticed. One was the weight adjusted scores. Now, does that also adjust from kilograms to pounds for the USA user?
No, actually, I'm going to make a note of that one because that would be a good thing to have. So you can enter your weight in pounds, but it doesn't show it in pounds. But yeah, that's a good idea.
But basically, how does your weight adjusted score calculate? There's a simple.
So it's using the standard formula from Concept 2 website.
Right. And can the athlete change their weight? You know, say you're a lightweight and you're dieting down to your race weight. Can you change it regularly so that your scores also update?
Yes. So when I first implemented weight adjusted, you just had one single weight and that was static. But then someone requested that, weight changes. So now you can enter the dates and your weight. So you could do it every day if you wanted to.
And then I've got a couple of other questions. Your private notes, can the coach see them?
No, they are totally private to you.
Great. And then tell me about the wall. You showed it. I'd love to see how that works, because it said that on the email, you could either email it to the group or email it to the wall.
Oh, right. Yes. So that, let me just go back to that. So there is a communicate tab here. So it's pretty much just a standard wall. So you click new and you can enter something. Hi everyone. And oops, bad spelling. And if you click wall, then it's going to put it onto the wall.
And that doesn't notify anybody. They have to log in and look at it, or they can choose to receive it by email, or both, as you just did.
So because I had selected both email and wall there, it was sent by both those methods. But if I had unticked email, then you wouldn't get a notification. So it's one or the other, or both.
Very clear. That's super. And anyone can post to the wall. So, you know, if someone says, hey, can we all agree we're going to wear white hats at the races or something, you can all read that.
Yes, anyone can post to the wall. And administrators can delete other people's posts should they need to.
Okay, no abuse. I like that. Excellent. And let's go on to talking a little bit about the big sort of bogeyman in the room for app developers nowadays, which is data and online privacy. What have you set in place in regards to data protection for the Fit Club app?
So probably most people know that recently there was a regulation that came in, so GDPR. So Fit Club is GDPR compliant. And it uses SSL for security, which is the standard security used throughout the internet. So your data is as safe as it can be. Your passwords are encrypted. I have no idea what they are. And there is a page that if you want to download all your data, there is a page where you can go and download everything that Fit Club has about you. And should you decide that you want to remove your data, there is a big red button and you need just click that. But you need to be very careful when you do that, because that really does mean delete and the data isn't coming back.
That's fantastic. So basically the control is entirely with the user, and if they want to withdraw, they can.
Yes, exactly.
Can you also download all of your data? So say I move from one rowing club to another rowing club. Can I just download it, or do I just need to screenshot it?
So you would go to the download page, yeah, and you would download it, and it would be in a format that you could copy and paste or put into a format that perhaps would be used by another application. So.
That's really great. And certainly nowadays I sense that the horizon for high tech has moved from not just setting something up, because most things just work out of the box nowadays, but it's actually getting different bits of hardware and software to talk to each other. And so that's a fantastic feature. And you've already identified that Strava and the Concept 2 PM5 are interoperable and working inside the app as well. So that's a really, really great bit of flexibility for people who are already used to using those apps.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping in the future to add more third parties as well. So it really depends what people want. So I had a request for Polar recently. So I'm thinking of doing a survey to see what the most people use and what they want.
That's fantastic. Now, What is next? As a developer, I know you will have a user-generated wish list and your own wish list. And are you just gradually adding features? How do you get through that?
So yes, I definitely have a list. Someone once said to me, is Fit Club finished yet? And my response was, it's never going to be finished. So there's always going to be things to do, and technology is always moving forward. At the moment, I'm working on boat booking, which is a feature that has been requested by a couple of clubs. So that'll be good when that's finished. And also there is a lot that I want to do around logging training results. So some of it is quite new. The connecting to Strava, I just did that recently. So I'm looking forward to hearing some feedback from users about that, and then I'll probably be tweaking a few things. I really appreciate it when people tell me their feedback and give me their tell me their ideas, because the more ideas and feedback I get, the better I can make it, basically. And especially the little things, because I think sometimes people think, oh, that's just little, but it's all the little things that add up. So I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with the results. And one thing I want to do just for myself is add in the ability to put in your weights from the weights room. I think that would be quite cool. And so that you can look back and you can look at what you did last season, how quickly you went up, and look at what you did last week. So, yep.
So that's effectively a training diary, isn't it?
Yes. So it's sort of, having everything in one place. Because I think at the moment there's quite a few apps that sort of have singular things. So Concept 2 just has rowing. Strava is more running and cycling. And then you can get apps for entering your weights. But there's not really anything where you can have everything in the same place.
Got it. Now, you mentioned earlier that it's the little things that give the best kind of functionality feedback from your users. Can you think of an example which you can share with us of a little thing that someone requested and how it changed people's usage?
So some little things is, one time someone just said, can you sort the list of people who are available? So the people who are available at the top. And once I'd done that, I mean, I found that really useful myself, but I just hadn't thought of that. And just recently someone asked for a previous and next button on the calendar. And I mean, that was just really quick and easy to do, but I just hadn't thought of it. So sometimes just things you just don't think of that are so obvious, but people tell you, and it's great.
Brilliant. Now, let's talk about how you get started. I'm really hoping that everyone who's listening is going to want to give it a whirl. How do I get going with Fit Club?
So it's really easy. You just fill in the sign up form, and then if you want to create a club, there is a button for create a club. Once you've set up a club, you just tell your athletes the name of the club, and they can search for the club and request to join. If they click that button, then an email will be sent to the club administrators, and they can either accept or decline the request. There's also a help section that will tell you a bit about the different features. All the features are listed on the homepage, and there is a getting started tutorial. And also, if anyone has any questions, there is a contact form.
Brilliant. And how many people are actually using Fit Club at the moment?
So at the moment, it's about 830 people who have signed up.
That's fantastic. And I forgot to ask you at the beginning, when did you start developing?
So version one, the very, very basic version, that was about 8 years ago, I think. And version two was in 2016.
Fantastic. So effectively, it's under 2 years old.
Yes.
Congratulations, Athene. That's just a great achievement, and to have so many different people in different clubs using it as well. Now, the website is, remind people of exactly what the website address is.
So the website address is www.fitclub.me. So it's a little bit of an odd suffix. Fitclub.com was already taken. I think they were selling it for a couple of thousand, which I don't have spare, so I had to go with .me.
But that's great because it's all about me and my training. So,
Yes, exactly. And if you put into Google Fit Club and rowing, it'll come up.
great. And now, any last thoughts that you'd like to say to everybody about Fit Club and perhaps to people who've never tried using online services for running or organizing their rowing club?
So I guess I just want to say that it is easy. So recently I asked a few people what their favorite features were, and one person actually said, "I really like that it's easy because I'm not very good with IT." So I was pretty happy about that. And I mean, the purpose of it is to save people time. So in some ways I see myself as, at the moment, it's free. So sometime in the future, I'm going to be charging a premium service for people who want to all use the results. But the availability side of it, I'm planning to always keep that free. And I think of it as I'm volunteering using my technical skills. And if my app, well, is helping other volunteers do their jobs more efficiently and saving them time, then that just makes me happy.
Wow, that is a fantastic sentiment. And thank you from everybody who's in the sport of rowing, because there are lots and lots of volunteers. And as you rightly point out, there are lots of different sorts of volunteers, and very few of us have got your technical skills. Athene, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for joining us on Rowing Chat. And I really hope that everybody goes and opens up their browsers right now and gets onto the website on their phone or on the laptop and gives it a whirl.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. This has been great.
Till next time, everybody. Goodbye.